in there.
You ever been along the Mississippi River?
Yeah.
Well, you see how they got it, they can travel on that hill.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the service road down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what you call a blanket.
Yeah.
Now, did when you were coming up, say, you said the roads, would you drive your cows? Say if you were driving your cows down to the woods, what would you drive them on?
You had a little fence. You didn't necessarily have to get on the road because it was always, you could go through the field.
And they'd walk along?
Along the fences.
Well, from barn to pasture would be a, you know, would they ever cut a little place?
A gate?
Yeah.
You'd have a gate.
A place that they would walk in, you know, they would walk in all the way down to the field along a...
Or, you know, road fence here and you make a trail that, you know, you wouldn't have to run them down the field to keep them in line.
A little cow trail.
Mm-hmm. When you're coming to a man's house, like out there, you've got a... That's your...
Oh, my yard?
Yeah, well, you pull your car up in your...
Driveway,
but something, say a long thing. Well, like when you go to the fellows that you work for, you ever seen those on a plantation? You ever been to a plantation?
No.
Okay, you know, they might have a big kind of tree lined, have trees over the road. What would that be? We're down to the Daigles here. This road is a...
Well, that would be called that a farmer's
road.
Yeah.
But you probably remember back in the days when the roads were...
Was deep, and then they became gravel.
Yeah.
And then blacktop.
They use that tall what?
They use it for blacktop, that's tall.
Asphalt.
Yeah, asphalt and tall.
Yeah. We were talking about the animals on the farm. The male horse was a...
Was a stud horse.
Stud horse, okay. And the female was a...
mare, most of them called.
Yeah, did you ever have try to break a horse and you couldn't stay on the horse or anything like that?
No. I didn't see them break them, though.
I had to know her.
When they got those gravel roads, they'd had to put
shoes on the horses. On the sake, especially the buggy horses and the riding horses. But they would get rocks in their foot and they go land.
Yes.
Yeah. You nailed it into the...
You have to have a special man to do that. Just like, the blacksmith, the fellow that would beat the plow points and stuff. He would put the horse's shoes on. You had to trim the hoof down, get the right size shoe. Trim all four of the hoofs, get the right size shoe.
Yeah.
And then if it didn't, then you had to bend it or make one for it.
Yeah. Now you put your foot in the, when you're riding a horse, you put
in
your
the
foot
in the stirrups.
Yeah. And you held on to the?
To the lines.
Okay. Well, when you're riding in a wagon, you had what to hold on to? You had